had the last few years and the opportunities in the future. Thank all of my high school coaches and really, you know, it's hard to thank everybody, but just really everybody that's along my journey that's, you know, helped me get to where I am. And obviously I appreciate my parents and all they've done for me and my upbringing and all that. So any questions you guys have for me?
Hey, Adam, Tim Yotta with Viking Updates. Just wondering how stressful the whole free agency process was for you and kind of waiting, wondering what the tender would be and then wondering if you'd get a long-term deal.
I really wouldn't say it was stressful for me. I think the toughest part is just not knowing what was going to happen, whether I was going to have to play out a one-year deal or whether we're going to get something worked out. But it really wasn't too stressful for me. I was just really focused on my family, obviously, and just training and making sure that I'm coming in next year, no matter what deal I have, coming in the best shape and the best football player I possibly can be.
Hey, Adam. Chris Thomason, Pioneer Press. Congratulations on the deal. Did it ever get to the point where you seriously talked to any other teams about putting down a deal that, of course, the Vikings would have been able to match?
Yeah, you know, that's a question for my husband, honestly. He did a great job just, handling all that stuff himself and really letting me, like I said before, just letting me train and worry about the things that I needed to focus on to become the best football player I can be. But, you know, my agent did a really good job of, just handling things himself and just kind of keep me updated along the way. But I really don't know if there was any serious talks between other teams or not.
Adam, Matt Fensel from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Have you been able to take a moment to reflect what these past few years have been like for you to get to this point? And now that you've gotten to the point where you've got a little security, what do you do to stay motivated now that you've gotten this far?
Yeah, that's a good question. I really haven't had a whole lot of time to reflect because, like I said before, I'm still focused on the future and making sure that I've continued to come into camp every year a little bit better than I did the year before. So I'm just so focused on that. And then what can I do to, now that I have the school, to stay motivated and all that? I mean, I think there's a lot of unfinished business for me personally and as a team. So I think there's a lot of motivation in that themselves that I think there's still a lot of people that don't believe in me. And obviously I love proving people wrong and obviously just helping the football team win games any possible way I can. And then obviously, the end goal of winning a championship and bringing a championship to Minnesota, I think that's a motivation in itself. And I think that, the pieces that we've been able to put together this offseason and hopefully in the draft, I think we're pretty excited about what could be done here in Minnesota.
Hey, I'm Chris Thomason again. As a follow-up to that, I mean, you have to almost pinch yourself, though. I mean, coming in as a practice squad, undrafted, Division II, and now, boom, you're an established NFL receiver with a solid multi-year contract.
Yeah, honestly, for me, nothing really feels any different, honestly. Nothing has changed. I still feel the same way about my training. I feel the same way about coming into next year with a lot to prove. The money hasn't hit my bank account yet, so nothing's changed there yet either. Obviously it's great to have the security. I think it is the biggest thing for me would be I can just go into training camp without being able to just straight focus on football and especially this year not having to worry about outside things. So I think that's probably the thing I'm most excited about is just to be able to go into training camp for the first time in my career with just being able to play football and try to help this football team win as many games as possible.
Hey, Adam, it's Ben Gessling from ESPN. Have you noticed this as you've gotten, a little more established that you get guys from small colleges or guys you might be working out with kind of asking you how you did it and looking at you as an example of a guy that could kind of come from the fringes and make it work in the NFL?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, there's a few guys at our gym right now that I'm training with. A lot of their motivation is they've seen what I've done, and I think they think, maybe I can do that. I can be the next
might be discouraged because they come from a small school or a tough situation, but, you know, it's nice to see guys at least, you know, trying for a year and really just giving it a shot because, you know, obviously none of this would have been possible if I wouldn't have given it a shot when I did.
Who are some of the guys that have kind of come up to you and said they've really kind of resonated with your story, or your story's resonated with them, I should say?
As far as the guys coming out right now, or like guys like
yeah, just guys that have come up and talked to you and said, you know, your story really kind of landed with me or inspired me.
Yeah, you know, I think guy that kind of sticks out is probably like CJ Ham. You know, he's coming out of Augustana, D2 school. You know, I think he, you know, when he first got on the team and signed with the Vikings, I think that was the first thing he said to me. It's just, you know, that he was. He remembers seeing my story and that gave him motivation to try it out himself.
Adam Jimmerich here, Fox 9. You know, you could go back to I think that practice you guys had with Cincinnati, and there was that incident where they, you know, kind of, I don't know if you want to go disrespect, but whatever, they didn't think you were somebody to worry about. Do you think you'll get different kind of treatments from opponents now that you have a contract like this and almost 1,000 yards receiving last season? Do you think things will change for you next season?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it has anything to do with the contract. I think guys will see, you know, what I was able to do last year in the regular season and you know, have a little bit of respect for my game and what I can do. Obviously, before last season, I didn't have a lot of opportunity. So, I mean, you can't blame people for not respecting me or not thinking that I can play until you prove it on game day on Sundays. You know, there's you know, you don't really have anything to back it up. So, I think now I have at least some film and some things that can kind of back up what people think about it.
Hey, Adam, Timmy Otter again. Just wondering, you know, coming in as a tryout guy, at what point in your career did you believe that you really had a shot to be a big contributor on the field?
I think always in the back of my head, I always felt like I could play at a high level. And then I think in this league, just the more you're in it, the more you play against, you know, starters and you know, go through training camps and all that, you get more confidence. And I think, you know, my first year on practice squad, being able to go against the starters every day, and I felt like I was holding my own. I think that's when I really realized, like, hey, like, there's no reason for me not to have confidence because, you know, if I'm performing at a high level every day in practice against the starters every day, why couldn't I do it every Sunday? So I think, like I said, just every day, every game, you just gain more confidence. You start to make plays, and then, you know, like I said, you just get more and more confidence every time.
Hey, Adam, one more thing. How do you size up the Vikings season for now? You lost a couple guys, Cordell Patterson, Charles Johnson, obviously. How do you kind of size up the unit as it stands now?
The unit as far as receivers?
Yeah, wide receivers. I mean, you think you might need someone else coming in, or you got pretty good confidence just going what you guys have, and obviously Isaac Fricke is in the mix. How do you kind of size up the unit after losing Patterson and Johnson?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's not really my job to, you know, judge other guys and create a roster. But at the same time, I honestly think we have a great group. You know, obviously we have guys that have proven it, you know, with Diggs and Jarius. You know, he's made plays in this league. And then obviously Treadwell, obviously drafted him in the first round. Obviously there was talent there. And I think he's just going to keep getting better. He's a hard worker, and he's just going to keep getting better and better. And then, like you said, Fricke, you know, he's been around this league. He's kind of taken the same path I took. And like I said before, when you're able to go against the starters every day in practice, and you just keep getting better. And I think he has a lot of confidence because he was able to make plays every day in practice against the starters. And I think he's really excited to get more opportunities. And as everybody is, you know, that's what this league's all about, opportunity. If you can make the most of them, good things will happen.
All right, thanks, Adam.